This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Obama meets today with execs from the world's biggest banks. On their minds, of course, the potential economic disaster if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on how much sway Wall Street has these days.
Wall Street doesn't just want Congress to raise the debt ceiling.
Ideally, they would like to see Congress eliminate the debt ceiling so we don't continually have these situations where Congress threatens these showdowns.
Chris Krueger is Washington analyst for Guggenheim Securities. He says whether bankers can do much about it is another question. The shadow of the financial crisis still hangs over Washington, and Wall Street isn't exactly popular with either party. Karen Petru with Federal Financial Analytics says it won't be lobbying that gets a divided Congress to work together.
I think it's ultimately going to be the markets that I hope don't have to teach them a lesson, because it could be a very costly one to all the rest of us.
If the U.S. can't pay all of its bills, Petru predicts stock prices will drop sharply, interest rates will spike, and that could slow down economic growth. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.